If you're in the world of tech, maybe you already know this. But if not, if you're sort of like an average person like me, maybe you don't know this, which it sounds like a massive, massive, massive event. So, I mean, I had no idea this happened over the last few days. But if you imagine, Splendor in the Grass has got about 30,000 people that rock up. And that's huge. You know, you see the footage of that. This festival in the, you know, show over in the US, the CES, Consumer Electronics Show, 175,000 people there. We've got, you know, big dogs, big players in the tech world, you know, your big old, you know, everyday products that you would use all the time. They're over there doing some stuff and showing off their latest things that are going to be coming out. Then you've got a lot of people there that are just kind of showing off new inventions that they've made or things that are happening, trying to get some sponsorship. All that stuff's going on, and there's just so much cool new technology that is about to hit our shores, hopefully, and to dissect it all, because it is such an array of wacky, wild stuff. The editor of Gizmodo, Ray Johnston, in the studio. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So we're saying off air, this is one of those things where it's almost impossible to cover it all as one human being. 175,000 people. How does that... Are they holding this in a stadium? Like, what does
They're holding
happen?
It basically in the entire city of Las Vegas.
Right.
So there's actually four big major venues all around Vegas,
yeah.
And there's all outside events as well. There was a light show with drones above the Bellagio. There's all sorts of things happening all over the city all at once throughout the entire week.
Yeah.
So it's actually a pretty amazing thing to witness.
And so you're over there just trying to, I guess, get a grasp of the stuff that's going to be hopefully hitting our shores. Is it all stuff that's coming out in 2018, or is it some of it's a bit further away?
I think some of these products people are hoping that we will see this year. Some of them we definitely will, but a lot of it's very conceptual. You know, it's kind of an idea of the type of future that we will be living in
right.
In the next 1 or 2 years. So, you know, while you've got things like, say, Samsung have got a television that they showed off, which is called The Wall, and it's 146 inches. So it's a literal wall. But this television is modular. So if you don't want 146 inches, if you just want 55 inches in the apartment that you're in, you can just get 55 inches worth and then add to it later when you get rich and move into a place where you can fit a whole wall of television in.
Oh, my God.
So there's things like this that are being shown off either by, you know, big companies, and then you go right down to the people that we've never even heard of that are making things like bracelets that will somehow affect the nerve in your brain that tells you you feel nauseous. So that you don't get motion sickness or car sickness, and it's actually used a lot in virtual reality.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah.
I've tried that once, and I immediately felt nauseous. And even though you know logically that you are in a room, if you're on a roller coaster, you're feeling like you're on a roller coaster. So that would actually combat that. And yeah, that's going to help so many people.
Yeah, and it actually apparently does work. The gentleman that holds the world record for the longest amount of time spent in virtual reality gaming. He was in there for 36 hours and he wore one of these bracelets.
Right.
And apparently he says that it worked for him. But yeah, I think it remains to be seen whether there's some actual science to back that one up.
Was there anything that you saw that you could see specifically being maybe really popular here in Australia kind of thing? Anything that maybe we'd be especially fans of?
Yes, and I'm so sad that it's not actually coming to Australia, so we need to campaign for this.
Yeah.
So Otterbox are well known for protective cases for your phones. What they've actually made is an Esky, an Otterbox Esky that will keep ice cold and frozen for 4 days.
Oh, whoa.
Now, there was a long conversation with the Otterbox people saying that this is definitely something that would work well in the Australian market.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they have no plans for the future. So if you've got a friend in the US, you need to get your hands on one of these Otterbox Eskies. I don't think they're calling it an Esky. I think they're calling it a cooler. But
compression chamber for cooled liquids.
Absolutely.
Or something. Far out. I mean, it's summer over here. We got friggin' Penrith 47 degrees
right?
Or whatever. I mean, come on.
We need ice that stays frozen for 4 days.
Yeah.
We need to lock ourselves in these boxes sometimes, I think.
Far out. Okay, so that's something that obviously we absolutely need. In terms of, I think there was a lot of stuff over there. It seems like maybe you've got your sort of cool stuff like that that is just almost fun. But then, like you said, maybe some stuff that could be used in, I guess, the more medical. I don't know if that's password. Like I saw there was something where it can possibly scan foods for you, let you know if they're safe to eat. There's like some breastfeeding stuff happening over there as well.
There's lots of things going on. One in particular that I saw that was really interesting was using the Microsoft HoloLens, which is basically a pair of glasses that when you look through them, you're seeing holograms that are projected through. It's absolutely incredible. And this is actually being used by paramedics in the States so that they can hands-free communicate with specialists back in the hospital who they can see on their visor. It's really difficult to explain without showing you. But basically, they can see and hear the specialist who's instructing them, and they can also complete checklists all without getting their hands dirty or without taking their hands or eyes off the patient.
Man, and it's crazy. Maybe, like, because I'm not a, I guess, super tech world involved guy. And so all of this stuff sounds absolutely intense and insane, and like I can't believe that we're at a point where this is happening. But I don't know, is this normal? I don't know. Like, how do we come to this point where all this stuff's happening? I don't know.
Look, it's not normal, but it is the future, and it's what we're dipping into now. And one of the big trends that we saw at CES was home automation and smart objects around your home. So we've heard of smart TVs, but there's also smart fridges that communicate with your doorbell, that order food for you on a shopping list. I walked into a room where you could tell the coffee table to recommend you some music, that you could tell the vase to make the settings of the lights exactly the way you want it.
Do you think people would use that?
I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, I lean into this stuff. I know that there are concerns around safety and privacy when you've got big corporations that know how you live your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And put that into an algorithm and offer you suggestions on how to make your life better. But the way I like to think of it is, look, when was the last time you had a conversation with a friend and then jumped on Facebook or Google and you saw an ad for a product that you were talking about?
Yeah.
You're already the product to these companies. You're already being marketed at. At least this way, it's making your life a bit easier.
Well, that's it, right? At least I'm not getting ads for, I don't know, colostomy bags or something. I'm getting ads for stuff that I'm talking about and I need, possibly.
Absolutely. And you'll never have to touch a light switch again because, you know, your lights will just come on and off when you need them to. You can tell your smart car to set the air conditioner to the temperature that you like it in summer, and it will be able to pick up on your GPS when exactly that air conditioner at home needs to be turned on to be as energy efficient as possible.
So I guess within 5 years, this stuff could all be normal.
Absolutely. And it is a slow creep. You know, we've already got, you know, things like Google Home, you know, Amazon Echo will be apparently launching here soon as well. So we're getting used to these voice-enabled assistants, really, to help us with the technology in our lives. I don't think it will be a very big leap to end up with a completely automated life.
Is that, oh God, well, that's a whole other conversation, isn't it?
But this is the kind of thing that was being showed off at CES. It was a huge theme.
Were they aware of that? Like, I mean, they're telling, you know, the big crowd that all this stuff, it does all this stuff. But obviously the elephant in the room is like, yeah, a lot of people are concerned about that stuff. Was there any mention of that?
Yeah, there's a big focus on safety and security with a lot of these companies, especially the bigger ones. Mm. You know, your Googles and your Amazons and your Samsungs and your LGs obviously are really keen to reassure people that their data isn't going to be hacked and it's not going to be sold on the internet to someone and they're not going to be involved in identity theft in some sort of way.
Mm.
You know, that government departments aren't going to be able to tap into your home and create some sort of big brother situation. But yeah, I think that the emphasis on security was pretty clear. But I can see that kind of eroding over time. I mean, we've already got situations where, you know, going along to the cricket now means that your face will be scanned and compared to a big database online.
Yeah.
So, and that's run by, you know, the Australian Federal Police and government departments. So.
I guess it's then the job of, I don't know, the big dogs in the lawmaking places to keep up with all this stuff. And that's a
absolutely
whole nother thing as well, man.
And make sure that our rights are protected, because where does our right to privacy end?
Yeah.
When we're in public and Westfield is tracking us via GPS as to which shops we're going to and can analyse our face to work out our age and our gender and use that in their database to sell us products, that's all in public. We don't have a right to privacy with that sort of thing. It's a condition with walking into one of those stores.
And that's
how does that extend to when you're at home?
Yeah, and I mean, exactly like you say, you know, everyone, including me, you know, hears about these technologies and things, oh, hold on, but then it's already happening, right?
It is already happening, and going dark and just disconnecting yourself from everything is really actually very difficult at the moment.
Big
so,
time.
Look, I've given up. I've just decided to lean in. I know that other people don't want to do that, and that's perfectly okay, and I'm here to help if they need help with that. But I'm just going to throw myself into the horde, so to speak, and see where it takes me.
Well, if you need any tips on, like you say, navigating this world, Ray Johnson, pretty active on Twitter, right?
So. Absolutely. Hit me up on Twitter. I can give you a hand.
Yeah, there you go. Well, like, thank you so much for the chat. It's, somewhat scary, but fascinating as well.
Fantastic. That's technology for you.
There you go. Ray Johnson from Gizmodo.